How could it just vanish?
If Canine's right, it ought to be... Oh! Don't move, Canine, there's something here.
Affirmative, Master.
Then why didn't you tell us?
I assumed you could see it, Master.
What is it, Canine?
A spacecraft, Mistress, of very advanced design. Many of its functions are beyond my capacity to analyze.
If I built something that clever, I'd want people to see it.
Shh, Canine, what's it powered by?
Insufficient data.
Where could it come from?
Insufficient data.
What does it look like?
Very large, Mistress.
How large?
145.2 meters long.
Oh, that should keep the cows guessing. There must be an entrance.
The sphere disappeared about here. Oh! Oh, Doctor. Yes, there's a ramp here. At least I think it's a ramp.
A door is opening, Master.
I assume we're being invited inside. I do hope we can see it.
Affirmative, Master.
After you, Romana.
Affirmative, Master.
Yes, we can see it.
Wow. Better than an old police box.
Really? K-9, any sign of that deranged billiard ball?
Master?
He means the sphere.
All signal sources are confused, Master.
Romana, perhaps if you three went outside again, no point in us all walking into the spider's web.
No, Doctor, I'll stay. You might need me.
Romana, Chris!
They will not be harmed, Doctor, for the moment.
Can't say I'm impressed by the party tricks, Skagra.
These party tricks are purely functional, their purpose precisely defined, as is mine.
Where have you taken my companions?
To a safe place. Come join me, Doctor.
Inner Sanctum.
Greetings, Doctor.
It's quite a place you have here, Skagra. What have you done with the Professor's mind?
It will be put to a more useful purpose.
I would argue that it was serving a very useful purpose where it was.
Not to me.
You realize he died.
Only his mind was of use to me, not his life.
You take a very proprietorial attitude to other people's minds.
It seems to me the Time Lords take a very proprietorial view of the universe.
Just exactly who are you, Skagra?
That knowledge will be of no use to you.
Then I think you may as well tell me.
And I think I may as well not. We have more important matters to discuss. This book you so generously gave me, Doctor.
Which book? Oh, that book. Oh, I've read it. It's rubbish.
Then perhaps you would read it to me.
I have a very boring reading voice. By the time I got to the bottom of the first page, you'd be asleep. I'd escape, then? Where would you be?
Read it to me.
I presume you can't read Gallifreyan, then?
Like a native. Read it to me, Doctor.
All right. You standing comfortably?
I am.
Then I'll sit down. Oh, I'd be happier if your little ball would roll away. All right, no need to take rejection to heart. Of course, I'm paraphrasing.
Doctor!
Shh. This is the good bit. Skagra, you do realize this book doesn't make one bit of sense.
Doctor, a fool would realize it was written in code.
Skagra!
What?
This thing's written in code.
I believe you know the code.
Oh, no. I'm very, very stupid, I'm afraid. Very stupid.
I believe you, as a Time Lord, know this code, and you will give that knowledge to me.
There's no point in giving me orders. I'm very, very stupid.
Oh, that is not an order.
No?
It is a statement of fact.
How stupid of me.
You will give me that knowledge because you have no choice.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about anything, in fact. I am an appallingly stupid person.
That, Doctor, will soon be very true. This time, no one will come to your rescue. I shall have your mind.